You know, kind of all the sort of gay podcasts that just continually talk about sex, penis sizes, the people they've bonked, you know, every third sentence is like some kind of sexual joke or double entendre or, you know, just that sort of thing. I'm getting a bit sick of it. So I don't know, I'm just feeling a little bit over kind of gay podcasts at the moment, because it's just like, I don't know, you know, is that all we can talk about?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Every third sentence is like some kind of sexual joke.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1257 of the BFO for Wednesday the 21st of November 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, little show, we're going to talk about sex. Oh, maybe we shouldn't do that since Scotty doesn't like that. Big Freddy! Hello, self-basters! Big Freddy, that's vulgar! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is the day before Thanksgiving. Here in the U.S. of A, y'all, did I ever tell you the story of when Big Fatty visited friends over in the Ark, and we were there during Thanksgiving? Y'all, they don't celebrate it over there. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But anyway, I wonder if Scotty celebrates Thanksgiving of some sort. Y'all, that was the little Aussie battler that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, he's so sick of podcasts that talk about sex. Y'all, he's quit podcasting. Big Freddy! Y'all, he's just come back from some trip to Mexico where all he did was send pictures of sexy boys that he was lusting after. Big Fatty, please. So anyway, Scotty, we need to hear from you. We need to hear from you either via a podcast or I hope you're gonna get a card in the mail to Big Fatty for Grandma. But anyway, y'all, speaking of a card in the mail, make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, send your wish back to true. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's a card in a brown envelope. I hope it's not vulgar, because you know they send things in brown, but your plain brown packages. But y'all, I think I'm safe because it is from that Moose Pea. And y'all, I'm guessing since it's in a brown envelope that it is not a Crema card. So y'all, I'm just gonna open it up right now. Y'all, it's got a nice little cute little gold seal on the back of it. Oh, it's a Tom Turkey card. And y'all, there's a picture of Tom Turkey eating a leg. A Tom Turkey leg, and another Tom Turkey giving them the once over, and they go, what? You open it up, and it says, wishing you only pleasant surprises this Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great turkey day, Moose. And y'all, Moose, thank you so much. It's lovely. And y'all, inside, there are three scratch-offs, dear Gussie. That Moose Pea, y'all, I tell you what, y'all, we've got the $1 card for the Sunny Money, and then we've got the 24-carat gold $2 card. I can win up to $24,000. And y'all, then we've got the Bah Humbucks. And y'all, there's old Scrooge McAvonzi. Yo, yo, yo! And y'all, I can win over $5.4 million in total prizes. And the top prize is $25,000. Y'all, I think we're just going to do one of these right now. Y'all, give this. Let's give thanks to Moose P for sending this. Y'all, let's do the Bah Humbucks. Because y'all, it's the start of the holiday season. Y'all, what have I got to do here now? It is match your numbers to either winning number when the prize shown. If you reveal a Jingle Bells symbol, you'll win that prize instantly. Reveal a red $$ symbol, and you win double the prize for that symbol. All right, y'all, let's see what the winning numbers are. Our first winning number is a number 26. Now, y'all, this is 26. 26 is Big Fatty's lucky number, y'all. Big Fatty's lucky number in the lost wages, y'all. And the other one is a number 7. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, that's two of Big Fatty's lucky numbers. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a little giddy right now because that's lovely. All right, let's give them a scratch, see what we got here. The first one is a number 8, not a winner. So much for your luck, Big Fatty. And the next one is a number 15, no winner there. And then we've got a number 4, not a winner. And then there is a number 28, no winner there. And y'all, then there's a number 5. Now, y'all, that one's in red, but it's not a red number sign. And then there's a number 24. Oh, 24, not a winner, but it made you shat your pants. And then there's a number 18, not a winner. And a number 24. 5. Oh, poor Big Freddy, not a winner. Y'all, it's the last two numbers now. It's got to come through for us. It's a number 3, no winner there. And the last number is a number 14, no winner there. But Big Freddy, we enjoyed you getting all excited about it. Well, Moose, thank you so much. And Bah Humbucks to you too. And I hope you have a lovely Spanksgiving tamari. And thank you so much for the card. That's just lovely. So anyway, now y'all, since Scotty doesn't want Big Fatty talking about sex, y'all, there's only one thing I can think of to do on this little show, because you know I could tell you about all the gentlemen callers from the Horror Hotel, but y'all, you know, I know, dear Gussie, I want the little Aussie Battler to listen, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know what? There's only one thing I can possibly do on today's little show. Yes, that's right, everybody. The thing that is the least sexual thing you can possibly do is read census forms. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, the least sexual. Big Freddy, y'all. In fact, I'm going to read Scotty's census form. Y'all, he's written on here, you can count on me. And Scotty, I am going to count on you. I'm going to open it up right now and see what you had to say. I hope there's nothing sexual in it. Let's just see what we've got here. It is, oh, dear Gussie. It always says, P.S. Happy Birthday, Big Freddy. You should have opened it sooner. It is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. He is from Mexico the Second. He's a listener. He's been listening to the BFO since birth. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but only from other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? 7 months after they bonked. Big Freddy, that sounds sexual. How much bacon do you eat each month? 2.5 kilograms. Big Freddy, that doesn't sound like very much, but that's Mexican bacon. So what's your favorite BFO episode? The next one. Well, he'll love tomorrow's little show, y'all. That's all I got to say. What's your favorite BFO segment? Are there segments? Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? Number 1, the host. Big Freddy, that's a good one. And number 2, more competition for Mexicans. Well, Scotty, you can win a calendar, but you got to send Big Freddy a card. Have you ever called the voice letter number? It says yes, and y'all, he's crossed out and will again. He'll never call the BFO again. Never again. Well, that's because he's unsubscribed. He'll never hear this, y'all. Have you ever visited Walnut Hills, the surface of the sun? No. And have you ever participated in a puppet show? No, never. And describe the last time you shat your pants. Year one at school, I was too scared of the redbacks on the toilet seat. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means, but that's, what is a redback? What, y'all, I don't know what a redback, I don't know what a redback is. How much red would a redback back? Big, Fanny, Scotty, thank you so much. And y'all, since we're opening sensei from Mexicans, y'all, I've got one here from Toronto, Canada, Mexico. Let's see who this one's from. I think I know who it's from, but I'm going to open it and just see nonetheless. Oh, dear, I see y'all. It is indeed. It is from that turnip head. Y'all, and he lives in both the only time zone that matters and Mexico. Y'all, I believe that may be the first person who has been able to check two of those. He's a listener. He's been listening since day number one. Only knows how to subscribe from other little shows. He exited the birth canal on the 13th of December, 1974. Big Fanny, you were in college then. No, I wasn't. I was in high... Oh? No, I was in college. Big Fanny. How much bacon do you eat each month? No less than 1 pound. You can say that again. No less than... Oh, never mind. What's your favorite BFO episode? The gay days when the turnip head and the short bus. Big Fanny, I think he's got an agenda there. Favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fanny. I believe the turnip head maybe needs to axe Big Fanny then. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? New birthday, exiting the birth canal song is required. Okay, well, somebody sing one then. Perhaps Turnip Head, you can sing one. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Y'all, you know the answer to this one. Yes. Last time you shot your pants, what does this say now? Little, what is that? Little fat angels were flying around playing harps. The air was filled with the aroma of bacon, and I was screaming in horror. Then I woke up. Beep! Fanny was dreaming about you! So, y'all, he dreams of shatting his pants. Beep! Fanny, that may be worse than shatting himself. So, Turnip Head, thank you so much. And, y'all, since I am going to the hat letter, y'all, I thought I'd read a couple of hat lanterns, Y'all, is that terminally single Tim? He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener, a lurker, and a semi-lurker. Big Fanny, you can say it again. He is. Have you, how long you been listening? Since the ruined beginning. Big Fanny, he's got it down. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but from other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? Y'all, he exited this coming Sunday. Yes, Big Fanny. So y'all mark it on your calendar, and get the baby's arm a little something too. Yes, Big Fanny, you can't get the baby's arm a little anything. How much bacon do you eat each month? A lot. What's your favorite BFO episode? The gays that he was on. Big Fanny, another one with an agenda. What's your favorite BFO segment? Memory Lane music. Y'all, I can't believe we hadn't done Memory Lane music in forever. So maybe we'll have to do that, soon for terminally single Tim. Other than bodily noises, what would you change? Well, that was my suggestion. Well, since, you are good with computers, do a tech segment. Big Fanny, you already do one. Technology. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. And have you ever participated in a puppet show? No. Last time you shot your pants? I was in diapers. Big Fanny, I didn't know the poor thing. He's having a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday, and he's already in diapers. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, that Apollonius. Peter Potamus Apollonius is over there in the Hatlanta, and y'all, he lives in the only time zone that ladders. Big Fanny, you can't even talk. He's a listener. He's been listening for an eternity. He only knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. He exited the birth canal in May of 1981. How much bacon do you eat each month? Half a pound baked fatty? That's not enough. What's your favorite episode? BFO and Auntie Vera, not a cast. What? Stories or something like that. What is your favorite segment? Axe Big Fatty. Well, Peter Potamus, get on the voice letter number and Axe Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? More gays. You are just so lovely with other people in the room. Big Fatty, I think you just tired of listening to just you and me. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? It says other. It says I tried, but no. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes, I watched. Describe the last time you shot your pants. I ate Big Fatty, please don't stop there. I ate some bad pineapple. I don't know what that says. Y'all, he was puking out the door of the car, and a little snuck out the back door. I also slammed the car door against a guardrail. Big Fatty, it sounds like he's, you know, that just sounds awful, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, we got another sensei here. Y'all, we're going to read, we're going to read the assistants. We're going to read the assistants, census. The assistant is from Mexico. The assistant is a lurker. How long have you been listening to BFO? I never will. Do you know how to unsubscribe? And y'all, the assistant, just doesn't know how to answer that one. When did you ask the birth canal? Ask the assistant. How much bacon do you eat each month? Less than you? Well, y'all, that's pretty much everybody. What's your favorite BFO episode? All episodes with exitings. Well, of course, the assistant won't like that one. What's your favorite BFO segment? Exiting of the birth canal. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? My employer, he could be kinder to his assistant and take responsibility when he poops up exiting. Poops up exiting? I don't know what that means, y'all. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, and I never will. Have you ever visited the surf of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Only if it's an exiting party. And describe the last time you shat your pants. Yeah. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. The assistant says the last time he shat his pants was the day that he got a pay raise. Well, I can assure you the assistant will never get a pay raise. Y'all, Apollonia said that some of his favorite shows are the ones with Big Fatty and the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! Hey! And y'all, Tamari for Thanksgiving, the Vons, yo, 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 is gonna be here. We're gonna talk about getting old together. So, Apollonius, I hope you enjoy that. Now, Scotty, do you have any suggestions for the Vons, yo, 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 on how to make her little show even better?
Every third sentence is like some kind of sexual joke.
Oh, she does that already, Scotty. Happy Tom Turkey!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.